call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Rachel. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm back in this country. I was in your country for a while.
Where were you?
I was in Melbourne.
Ah, right, okay.
So not really close to Adelaide, but closer.
Yeah.
So really, I should know. I should be very informed about what's going on. But still, we'll cross to you because I think you're going to be far more informed than me. I was on holiday, so I wasn't really taking any notice.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But Australia has a new national hero, which I didn't know about. I didn't see that. But Dr. Richard Harris is the new national hero.
Yeah, so Dr. Richard Harris and his dive partner, Craig Challen, were two of the most instrumental people in rescuing the soccer team that got trapped in the caves in Thailand.
Right.
And, so Dr. Harris has the sort of unique experience match-up of both being an anaesthetist, sorry, I can't even say that word, and a diver with 30 years experience diving in caves.
Wow.
So he was basically one of the first people they called to try and get the kids out, and he was the one who was down there and giving them medical assessments and giving them medication to make them calm when they brought them all out.
What a success that was as well.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of talk about him this week, and people are saying that he should be named Australian of the Year, and he's most likely going to be swamped with media constantly now that he's on his way back home.
I bet. Oh, so he is based in Australia and was called out to Thailand?
I think I've seen a couple of conflicting reports. I think some people were saying that he was supposed to be on holiday somewhere in Australia. Right. Some people were saying that he was actually in Thailand at the time, just by coincidence. But I'm not entirely certain. Mm. But I think if he was in Thailand, that would have been one hell of a coincidence.
Sounds like he was the kind of person you want to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. Well, that's amazing. Oh, well, I hope he does get Australian of the Year. That'd be nice. Or perhaps a knighthood.
Yeah, me too, because he's from Adelaide, so that's my hometown.
maybe they'll have the ceremony in Adelaide.
Oh, that would be the dream.
I'm also seeing that the Australian Competition and Consumer Commissioner are looking at a way to make your electricity bills cheaper.
Yeah, so we've got some pretty expensive power bills in Australia, and it's been very highly politicised over, I guess, the past few years, because one side of the political spectrum want to blame renewables and the other side want to push renewables above all else. And the ACCC released a report saying that there are things that we're doing to make our prices way too high, and if we follow their recommendations, we can essentially cut power bills across the board by 25%, which is pretty insane.
Yeah. So I see that they're pushing a debate in Parliament that might see that happen.
Yeah, so it's kind of, the government does seem to be very much keen to follow these recommendations, I guess, because if they could cut power bills by 25%, then they may actually be in with a bit more of a chance at in next year's election, because that would be an absolute massive achievement. But I think the recommendations are a little bit less about picking coal over renewables or renewables over coal, and a little bit more about just simplifying the way that the electricity prices are, like, I guess, presented to the public so that they really understand what they're buying and whether they're getting ripped off, because at the moment it's just too confusing and people are paying more than they should.
Is there a bit of a monopoly on the energy resources there? Is there kind of only a few companies that you're able to get energy from, or is there sort of a lot of fair game where you can kind of pick and choose and see where you want to go?
Well, I guess there's quite a few electricity companies. I mean, I think in Adelaide everything sort of goes through probably big companies, but I'm not entirely sure how it works in other states. But I think the real complexity of our system is definitely trying to incorporate renewables in a political climate where it's seen as a very left-wing thing, and sticking up for coal specifically, not even other more reliable sources of energy like gas, sticking up for coal specifically has become this highly politicised thing to do.
Oh, well, I hope that you get a cheaper electricity bill. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, definitely.
And you guys have got a special week on in Australia this week as well.
Yeah, so it's NAIDOC Week in Australia, which is a week that's been around for a while now to celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture. NAIDOC originally stood for the National Aborigines and Islanders Day Observance Committee,
right.
But it's now just basically known as NAIDOC Week because it's been around for so long.
I see. So it's not the same as it's not it's different from Reconciliation Week.
Yeah, so Reconciliation Week we spoke probably I think about last month, and that's got a bit more of a focus on talking about things that have happened between, I guess, white Australia and Indigenous Australia and the harm that's been done there, whereas NAIDOC Week has probably got a bit more of a positive reflection on what Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture is, and it involves events all around the Australia just teaching people about the different cultures and teaching them art and teaching them stories and basically celebrating the work that's being done in Indigenous communities by Indigenous people.
Awesome. So what kind of stuff is going on in Adelaide?
Well, in Adelaide, I've been talking to, in my own work as a journalist, I've been talking to some of the South Australians who've won awards for work that they've been doing throughout the year, and they're doing a lot of stuff this week, just going into hospitals and going into, I guess, landmarks and art galleries and just sharing their art and sharing ways that other people can contribute and learn about Indigenous art. Like in Adelaide, some of our groups have some very strong, they have some very strong cultural practices around basket weaving and dot painting that they really are trying to revive because the cultures in Adelaide have sort of been overrun a little bit by white Australia, and there's a real focus now on trying to revive a lot of the stuff that's been lost.
Oh, that's awesome. And I see the theme this year is Because of Her We Can. That's very cool.
Yeah, so this week specifically, there's been a deliberate focus on recognising the achievements of Indigenous women because, I guess, over the years, the Indigenous men have been sort of seen as the leaders, and they've been seen as the ones who've put themselves forward and been involved in activism, whereas really the women have played both a supporting role in those men's stories, but they've also done a lot for themselves. And if you look around Australia at the moment, you'll see that there are a lot of very significant Indigenous leaders all around my state and other states in the country as well.
Awesome. Oh, well, I hope that week goes well. That's awesome that they're having events like that. So very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we will chat to you again next week, Rachel.
All right. See ya.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.